This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد Today is the second lesson of the third season of Al-Bina Al-Hilmi. And today we will be talking about the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lordship of Allah dhul Jalal al-Ikram, and His right to be worshipped, dhul Jalal al-Ikram. As we all know and as we discussed previously, that the most important subject within this religion, the religion of Islam, is the aqeedah and the belief and the iman. And the iman has six pillars or six articles. And the very first of them is the iman billah, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in reality, the tawheed of Allah, or your belief in the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the core foundation of your religion. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all the messengers alayhimu salatu wa taslim for this core purpose. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. Allah says in Surah Al-Anbiya, we did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that we revealed to him to convey the message of annahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budun, that is no worthy of worship except me alone, so worship me solely and purely alone. So the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the core foundation of the religion of Islam. That is why it is important and it is essential for every single believer to understand the concept of Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he is clear when it comes to worshipping Allah dhul Jalal al-Ikram. That is why the scholars of Islam, they have divided the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into three main categories. The first one is the Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, meaning the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in being Lord and Rabb. The second type of Tawheed is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in being ilah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is ilah. Rububiyya, the word rububiyya comes from Rabb. Uluhiyya comes from ilah. So tawheed rububiyya means to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the Rabb. He is alone is the Lord of this whole universe. What is the difference between tawheed al-rububiyya and tawheed al-uluhiyya? It is very important to understand. Some people unfortunately object to these categories. They're saying these categories have no basis in the books of fiqh or books of the early scholars. Yes, it is true. But why the scholars have come up with these categories? In order to make it easy for us to understand. As long as you understand the ayat of the Quran according to these categories, you are on the safe side and you know your aqidah. Without understanding the ayat of the Quran based on these categories, it's very difficult. That is why, like any other science within the religion of Islam, the scholars have come up with these names and these categories. It is very important for us to understand. Tawheed al-Rububiyya, first and foremost. As I said, the word Rububiyya comes from Rabb, which is usually translated as the Lord. And that particular type of Tawheed focuses on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the Lord and the creator of everything. Tawheed al-Rububiyya means that you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone created the heavens and the earth. He alone created everything. And he had no partner, and no one can be associated as a partner with him subhanahu wa ta'ala in his tawheed. And this is a type of tawheed that many people means many those who did not believe in the prophets, they accepted this and they believed in this particular tawheed, tawheed al-rububiyya. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confirmed in the Quran in many ayat, that those who did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, those who associated partners with Allah dhul jalal ikram, those who used to worship the idols, those who worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who worshipped Allah as well as others, those who used to call upon other than Allah in times of ease and more so in times of difficulty and hardship, they all believed that Allah alone is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And there are a number of ayat in the Quran that confirm this. One of them is the ayah in Surah Yunus, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Who provides you from the heavens, meaning by sending the rain down, wal ard, and from the earth, by growing the vegetation and all the fruits and everything that you need to eat, who provides you the rizq from the heavens and the earth? مَنْ يُرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. And who has the full control over your hearing and your sight. وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And who brings the dead from the living and the living from the dead. وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرُ. And who manages the affairs of this whole universe. If you ask them, those who do not believe in you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who do not accept you as the messenger of Allah, those who do not believe in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, if you were to ask them all these questions, فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. They will reply by saying, Allah alone is the one who provides from the heaven and the earth. He alone is the one who has full control of our hearing and sight. He alone is the one who brings the dead from living and the living from the dead. And He alone manages the affairs of this whole universe. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ, and who subjected the sun and the moon, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. They will definitely say, without a doubt, that Allah alone. In another ayah in Surah Zukhruf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are to ask them who created the heaven and the earth and who subjected the sun and the moon. They will reply and they will say, لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. They will say, no one other than Allah Al-Aziz, the Almighty, Al-Alim, the All-Knowing, alone is the one who created the heaven and the earth. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. If you were to ask them specifically who sends the rain down, they will reply and they will say, Allah alone. There are many ayat in the Quran that confirm that the people of Mecca, the disbelievers, those who did not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who even became his enemies because of him calling them to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them, they believed in this. That is tawheed al-rububiyyah. But did this belief make them a believer? No, it was not enough. It was not enough for them to declare the lordship of Allah Dhul Jalal Vikram. And the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses all these questions to them was to make them realize that if you acknowledge and if you know and you declare that Allah alone is the one who created the heavens, the earth, and He alone manages the affairs of this whole universe, He alone gives the life and He alone can cause you die, then He alone deserves your worship. So Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is the foundation for Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, whenever He subhanahu wa ta'ala made the mention of His Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, He gave us this as an evidence for His Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. That is why it is important to understand al-Rububiyyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the creator and He alone is the Rabb. That is why when we recite the Quran, the first surah is Surah Al-Fatiha and the second surah is Surah Al-Baqarah, the longest surah in the Quran. And the very first commandment of Allah, very first order and instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mankind, not only for the believer, for the entire mankind, in Surah Al-Baqarah is, Ya ayyuhan nas, u'budu rabbakum. O people, u'budu rabbakum, worship your Lord. Alladhi khalaqakum, the one who created you. So, by making the mention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say in this ayah, u'budu ilahakum, worship your ilah. Rather, He said, u'budu rabbakum, worship your Rabb. Worship your Rabb, your Lord, the one who created you. And when you know and you understand that He alone has created me and this whole universe and everything around me, then you should also know that He alone deserves your worship. اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Worship your Rabb, your Lord, the one who created you and those who were before you. Not only you. He is the Khaliq of everything. اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the Khaliq and He is the creator of everything. So whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the mention of His Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, He made it an evidence for Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. That is why Allah says in Surah An-Naml, the very first page of the 20th juz, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ أَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The one who created the heavens and the earth, وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, the one who sent the water down for you, فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ, then he subhanahu wa ta'ala grows the vegetation and fruit for you from this earth. And then Allah says, مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا, you had no ability to grow one single tree. Allah is the one who creates everything. He's the one who created the heavens and the earth, and he's the one who sends down the rain, and he's the one who grows the trees. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. When you know that He alone has created all of this, أَإِلَهُمْ, do you still think there is another ilah besides Allah? أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا, the one who made this land and this earth as place of resting for you, وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا, and He made the rivers flowing on this earth, وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي, and He is the one who created the mountains, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا, and He is the one who made a barrier between the two seas. أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ, do you still think there is another ilah besides Allah? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ, is there anyone who calls the answer of the one who is stressed, the one who is in difficulty? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ, is there anyone who removes the hardship and difficulty from the person who is suffering from any kind of issue, any kind of problem and difficulty? أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ, do you still think there is another ilah besides Allah? أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, who is the one who guides you in the darks of the land and the sea? وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِي, and who is the one who sends these winds, strong winds, بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِي, as glad tiding before sending the rain down? أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ, is there any ilah besides Allah? أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ, who initiated the creation of everything? أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقُ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ, and who is the one who is going to resurrect everyone? وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, who gives you the rizq from the heaven and the earth? أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ, is there another ilah besides Allah? In Surah Al-Qasas, Allah says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ, say, ask them, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to make the night forever and there is no day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the night forever and there is no day, man ilahun, is there any ilah besides Allah who has the ability and authority and power, ya'tikum bidhiya, who can give you any kind of light? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ, ask them, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to make the day forever and there is no night, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ, is there any ilah besides Allah who can create a night in which you can take rest? And there's so many ayat in the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He presented His Tawheed al-Rububiyyah as an evidence for Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, making a point that when you declare and you believe and you know and you understand and you acknowledge that Allah is the one who created everything, then how can other than Allah deserve your worship when it comes to your qiyam, your ruku, your sujood, your dua, your nadhar, your tawaf? How can anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserve your worship? So that is the evidence, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. That is why it is important and we have to have strong belief in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. And Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, as I said, it's a base and it is an evidence for Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Or in other words, you can say Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is the reason for Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves our worship? Because He is the one who created us. No one else created us. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, Allah challenges in the Quran. أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. See, those who you call upon besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَرُونِي, show me, مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Which part of this earth they have created? أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Or show me any part of the sky and the heavens they have created. إِتُونِي بِكِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ هَذَا. Bring me any evidence from the previous books. أَوْ أَثَارَةٍ مِّنَ الْمُّ. Any traces of knowledge. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So when you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in another ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُونَ. Allah says, O people, Allah gives you an example. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَا. Listen to this example carefully. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. Verily, those who you worship, those who you call besides Allah, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. They cannot create a one small single fly. They cannot create one fly. وَإِنْ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ. Leave alone creating a fly. If a fly were to take a small portion from their food, يَسْلُهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْءٍ لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوا مِنْ. They cannot take their food back from the fly. Do they have any authority? Do they have any power? ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. How can you worship other than Allah then? So Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is the base for Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. When we acknowledge and when we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the heaven and the earth, then we must also know that He subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves our worship. Every kind of worship and every form of worship has to be dedicated to Him, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Now the second part is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah is the core part of the religion of Islam. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah is the part of Tawheed, or the type of Tawheed, that makes the person a Muslim, a believer. As he just said, by believing in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, a person is not a Muslim. A person cannot enter into the fold of Islam by saying, I acknowledge and I understand and I believe that Allah alone created the heavens and the earth, Allah alone created everything, Allah alone created the sun and the moon and the rivers and the mountain and trees and everything. By acknowledging this and by declaring this belief, the person cannot be a believer. So we should not be deceived by those who do say that we believe that Allah, we do not associate. And even amongst the Muslims, unfortunately, there are those who worship other than Allah, yet they say, we never took anyone ilah besides Allah. Because we believe that Allah alone created the heaven and earth. But sometimes it is really, really painful to see that some Muslims, sometime unfortunately, cross the boundaries and they become, without any exaggeration, wallahi, they become worse than the kuffar of the Makkah. They become the worse than the mushrikeen of the Makkah, the mushrikeen of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the disbelievers, the kuffar. They become worse than, how? Amongst the Muslims are those who believe that Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has been given authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give life and to cause people die. And many of them And particularly amongst the Sufis, they believe that Abdul Qadir Jilani, they call him Al-Ghawthul A'zam, the greatest helper. Where our core belief requires us to believe that the greatest helper is only Allah. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوء. This is what Allah said in the Quran. Who can answer the call of the stressed one, and who can remove the hardship and difficulty from the one who is suffering from any difficulty? أَإِلَهُمَّ Allah? Is there any ilah besides Allah? The people of the Makkah, the mushrikeen of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would call upon other than Allah, upon their idols. They would worship them. They would make dua to them in times of prosperity and ease. But whenever they would be afflicted by a calamity, they would be trapped in a difficulty, they will call upon Allah alone. This is what Allah clearly said in the Quran. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Whenever they would ride the ships and the boats, they would call upon Allah, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, purifying the worship for Allah only. Even at that time, the mushrikeen, they would know that the idols we worship, they are not going to help us in this difficult time. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. As soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would save them, they would land on the land and they start associating partners with Allah. But unfortunately, amongst the Muslims are those who believe that Abdul Qadir Jilani, he can bring the life back to the dead ones. And they have created so much, so stupid, false stories and based on 100% lies attributed to Abdul Qadir Jilani. And it's very common. You search on YouTube, not one or two, so many people narrating these kind of stories. They have taken Abdul Qadir Jilani, no doubt, wallahi, as an ilah beside Allah. This is something that the people of Makkah, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they never said that. They never ever said that Allah, Al Manat, Al Uzza, or Hubal, or any of their ilah, or any of their gods, or any of their idols would do this. But unfortunately, we find the Muslims who call themselves Muslim and they hold such belief. They say a woman came to Abdul Qadir Jilani and she complained to Abdul Qadir Jilani that I had only one single son. And the Malakul Maut, the angel of death, came and he took away the soul of my only son. And you are Al-Ghawthul A'zam, you are the greatest helper. Who can help me? Where can I turn to? Who can I turn to? So please help me. Abdul Qadir Jilani, he said, actually, they add more into this story. Okay, the story actually begins that they used to say, whoever comes and shakes hand during the time of Abdul Qadir Jilani, whoever would come and shake hand with Abdul Qadir Jilani, he would not die. There was a guarantee for him that he would not die for the entire year. So stupid to forget that Abdul Qadir Jilani himself, he died. He could not save himself from death. They say, so this particular lady, she came, she brought her little young child who either shook hand with Abdul Qadir Jilani, but few days later he passed away. And she came back to Abdul Qadir Jilani complaining to him that I had heard that anyone who shakes hand with you, he does not die for the entire year, he's a guaranteed. So how come my son has died? Abdul Qadir Jilani, he looked like this towards the sky, towards the heavens. And he grabbed something like this in a year. And then all of a sudden, her son, what? Back to life. Na'udhu billah. Na'udhu billahi min thalik. That is why I say, these are kind of belief that those who claim to be Muslim, they hold these beliefs. The people of Makkah never ever claimed. There is no one single evidence You can show in the Quran, the Hadith, that the people of Makkah believe that our idols or those who we worship, they give us life. Rather, they declare, they believe that the one who gives us life is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is based, and unfortunately, those Muslims, those who hold these kind of beliefs, they do not understand Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. They did not understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not know Allah. They do not know Allah. And unfortunately, they cannot differentiate between Allah, the Khaliq, and Makhluq, the one who is created. So Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is the base of Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. That is the foundation for Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. So first and foremost, you need to have strong belief in Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, and then based on that, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah means that you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created me and everything around me and this whole universe. And He is the one who provides for me, and He is the one who has given me life. He is the one who has blessed me with all these favors and bounties upon me. Then yet, and this is why He subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves my worship. And you dedicate every single of worship to Allah dhul jalal wal ikram. In order to understand the difference between Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, I give you a simple example. A non-Muslim wants to convert to Islam. They want to enter into the fold of Islam. What do we ask them to say? Ashhadu an la rabba illallah. If a person says, Ashhadu an la rabba illallah, I bear witness that there is no Rabb except Allah, a person cannot enter into the fold of Islam. He is not a believer. He has to declare, an la ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. So if the person says, Allah rabba illallah, it means he has declared the Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, but not Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. And Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, when you declare Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, it inevitably means that you believe in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. When you declare that Allah alone deserves my worship, you at the same time acknowledge and you declare your belief in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. You know Allah deserves my worship because Allah is the one who is Khaliq and Rabb and Ilah. That is why He is Ilah. But not other way around. Declaring the Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is not enough. But Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, when you declare Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, it means that you have declared Tawheed al-Rububiyyah as well. Another way to understand the difference between Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah and Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is that Tawheed al-Rububiyyah does not require you to declare your belief in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah other than saying by your tongue that you believe that Allah is a creator and everything. But it does not require you to do anything. Whereas Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah requires you to worship Allah. You understand the difference? Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is, in other words, simple words, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is something to do with your belief, something that you believe within your heart. Whereas Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah requires your actions. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah requires your action. So you cannot be a true believer unless and until you declare and you demonstrate through your actions that you believe in Allah being Ilah. And this was the biggest difference between the mushrikeen and the muslimin, those who did not believe in Allah and those who believed in Allah, those who did not worship Allah alone and those who worshipped Allah alone. The people of Makkah, again, the mushrikeen of that time, as I said, they used to say, as Allah says, if you ask them who created this and that, heaven, the earth, and لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ, they will declare and they will say Allah alone. But when it comes to the action, action is what? The worship. When it comes to the action, they would not worship Allah alone, or they would not single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his worship. Rather, they would say, we worship Allah and we worship our idols. And on top of this, they would bring some excuses. Again, the same kind of excuses are brought forward by the Muslims nowadays. Those, they used to say, we do not really worship anyone other than Allah. Rather, we take them as a means to draw ourselves to Allah. As Allah says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. Those who took the ilah and the awliya besides Allah, they say, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ, we do not worship them. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. Except that we try that they can draw us, we please them, we worship them, or we do certain actions towards them so that they can draw us, they can help us and assist us to draw ourselves closer to Allah. And then they give those strange examples. For example, they say, if you want to get on top of the roof, you can't go on top of the roof without a ladder. Okay, you need to use a ladder in order to go on top of the roof. Okay, how can you reach Allah, how can you worship Allah directly without seeking those means? And so these saints and peers and these shrines and these graves, they are all our means to get ourselves closer to Allah. And this is what exactly the people of Makkah said. Another example they give is that if you want to present your case before a judge, you never go to the court directly speaking to the judge. Rather, you need a solicitor, you need a lawyer, you need a barrister to speak on your behalf in front of the judge. So you don't speak to the judge directly because you do not understand and you do not know the rules and the regulations of the court. The answer to this is simple. That there is difference between Allah. First of all, Allah says, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Allah says, لَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Do not give these kind of stupid examples for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you trying to compare the judge with Allah or comparing Allah with judge? Judge is someone who does not know your case. That is why you need someone who can speak on your behalf, someone who can present your case before the judge. Is this the case with Allah? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ. Allah is your creator. He knows everything. In fact, he knows you more than you know yourself. How can you compare the judge, or how can you compare Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with judge? لَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Don't give these kind of examples for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, Allah knows, but you do not know. Allah has the knowledge of everything, but you do not have the knowledge. So, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya requires your action. So you have to prove your belief in Tawheed al-Uluhiyya through your actions. When it comes to your worship, you must worship Allah alone. You must make dua to Allah alone. You must make qiyam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. You prostrate before Allah alone. You make ruku before Allah alone. You give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. All these forms of worship must be dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these actions are your evidence, are evidence of your belief in Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. Whereas Tawheed al-Rububiyya does not require you any action. Rather, it is enough to say that I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the creator of the heaven and the earth. That is why it is important to understand Tawheed al-Rububiyya and Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in our knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to have strong belief in His Tawheed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live on His Tawheed and to die on Tawheed. Innahu sami'un qareebun mujib. Questions? Related to the topic only. Okay, the brother is asking the question that Allah says in the Quran, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَهُ. You see, the one who has taken his desires, his ilah. Brother's question is that those people who had taken their desires as their ilah, or their gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did those people worship other ilah as well or not? Is this your question? Okay. Yes. So the context of this ayah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to those people that you have taken your desires ilah. And by taking your desires ilah, you worship other ilah. Because when you acknowledge that Allah created the heaven and the earth, but not these ilahs. When you acknowledge that Allah is the one who gave me life, not ilah, no other than Allah, no idols. When you acknowledge that Allah is the one who provides for me, not the idols. After acknowledging all of that, you still worship them. It means you follow your desires and you have taken your desires as your ilah. So you worship your desires. You worship your desires and you do not worship Allah. This is what the ayah means. Okay. Ayah did you recite when talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being compared with surah? This is Surah An-Nahl. فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Okay. I do not remember the number of the ayah, but I can tell so that everyone can benefit, inshallah. Nahl, Surah number 16, and ayah number فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ, ayah number 74. Surah number 16, ayah number 74, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Didn't you say there were three categories? Yes, I did say there are three categories, but we talked about two categories today only. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. The third category is Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. Oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His names and His attributes. And this is what we are going to cover next week, inshallah. Okay. So, is there any other question from the floor? Brother's question is that while talking about Tawheed, his question is regarding the different sects within the Muslims. Are they all based on Tawheed, or are they because of the differences in their belief? Yes, most of these sects, there's differences between these sects is because of the Tawheed and because of the Iman. Okay. Because mainly in Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat, especially amongst the, you know, Maturidiyya and Ash'ariyya or Asha'ira or Jahmiyya, Mu'tazila and Sufiyya, Hululiyya, Rawafid, all these, they are directly related to the Tawheed, and Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat particularly. And this is what we are going to discuss next week, inshallah, a bit more in depth. Inshallah Aziz. Okay. Other than that, there are some differences amongst Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlus Sunnah, everyone claims nowadays to be from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah really are those who have the clear and strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the athari, you can say the athariyah. The Atharis are the true Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah when it comes to their Aqeedah. In terms of the Fiqh, there are differences. Amongst the Atharis are those who follow one particular Madhab, Hanbali or Shafi or Maliki or Hanafi. But when it comes to the matter of Aqeedah, Athari is the true you can say the form of aqeedah, and that is the true branch of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Okay, they are the one who deserve to be called Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And other than that, those who do not hold the Athari aqeedah, they do not deserve the right to be called Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, because Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is all based on aqeedah as well as the other matters of the fiqh. The brothers ask a question regarding the ayah in which Allah says, "Araita man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa." Have you not seen the one who has taken his desires, his ilah? The brother is asking a question, doesn't this ayah include those rulers who have made haram things? Okay, people, not rulers only. Okay, people. Yes. It's not anyone. Is not restricted to the one who makes haram halal for himself or herself. In fact, the ayah is very broad, and it covers, includes everyone and anyone who follows his desires and he does not follow the commandment of Allah. For example, the person who does not pray 5 times a day, the one who has abandoned the prayer, no doubt such person follows his desires. Because at the time of Salah, he follows his desire. He does not follow Hayya ala Salah. When the Muadhin calls him towards the Salah, and he knows his Salah time, he does not get up and he does not pray. It means what? That he has followed his desire. When the month of Ramadan comes, he makes his lame excuses and he does not fast. Why? Because he follows his desires. When it comes to giving zakah, he feels that zakah is a burden on him and he does not pay zakah, he follows his desire. Someone who has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good wealth and he's financially strong and he's able to go and perform hajj, yet he keeps delaying it every year, year after year, he follows his desires. So includes everyone, anyone, everyone who neglects his core duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he follows his desires, he follows his comfort. And he does not want to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. We conclude here. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. The last question was here. Is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya same as Tawheed al-Ibadah? Yes. Tawheed al-Uluhiyya is also Tawheed al-Ibadah.